searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
The show,
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 this the way to go.
The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of a Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
When you consider our verse in Psalm 101, in verse 2, one of the main subjects in the text is about behavior. How you act. No matter where you go as a child of God, your behavior is very important. Very important. Whether you are young or an adult, single or married, our behavior, how we act, how we carry ourselves, it's important. Whether you come up in one-parent home or two-parent home, you still need to watch how you behave. Whether you live with your parents or you're on your own, your behavior is important. I want you to notice the language that the psalmist used. He says, I will behave a certain way. I will. I'm responsible for my choices. I'm determined to behave a certain way. Your peers can't make you do anything. You're responsible for your own behavior. I will. And that's how we have to have the mindset that I am determined to act the way God wants me to act. I am not going to give that much power to anybody else where they can control my behavior. And see, as a young person, young adult, you have to learn not to give your control or the power of your choices to other people. You have to be determined to do what God has desired you to do. Whatever your sibling does, that's their choice. Your behavior is not dependent on your relationship with your sister or your brother. Your parents, they make their choices, but you have to choose or will to behave in the correct way. Am I right about it? Yeah. Now, he talks about how he is going to behave, which we see in the text, is wisely. Now, before I deal with what it means to behave wisely, it's important for us to understand the opposite of behaving wisely, and that is being foolish. We don't want to be young men and young women that behave foolishly. Now, naturally speaking, a fool is someone that's ignorant, stupid. They have not been taught. Is that too hard for y'all? Okay? They just are unlearned. A clown. That's a fool, a clown. They don't take things serious. They're always playing around. Just fool. Foolish. Also, naturally speaking, a fool is someone who is easily manipulated. Folk can just easily take advantage of a fool. Why? Because a fool believes every word. They simple. They believe whatever somebody tell them, they go right along with it. They hear something on the news, and they let the news manipulate them. That's a fool. Because you should understand by now that the news is ran by corporations. And corporations are about making money. And so they're going to report whatever they feel can turn them a profit. But a fool, they don't even know them folk on the news. They'll take their word as if it's Bible. They're easily manipulated. Now watch where I'm going with this one. You can allow your situations to manipulate you. To start acting foolish. Man, I'm going through a hard time, and you start doing some dumb stuff because of your situation. You can allow people to manipulate you, such as the Galatian church in Galatians 3. Paul was so astonished, he said, man, y'all foolish. Who done tricked y'all? Who done bewitched you? We don't need to play the fool. Don't let your spouse play the fool against you. Don't let your peers cause you to be a fool. We don't need to play the fool. Help me out. Look at somebody and say, don't play the fool. That's right. I'm not going to let somebody easily manipulate me. But from a biblical standpoint, a fool is someone who rejects knowledge, understanding, and instruction, especially when it's attached to God. That, young people, is a fool. When God gives us knowledge and understanding and instruction, but we do what we want to do, that's playing the fool. There are a lot of old fools. But guess what? There are a lot of young fools, too. They don't want to consider or receive God's written or revealed word. According to scripture, that makes that individual a fool. And I got to be honest with you, I done been a fool before. Yeah, I've been a young fool, and I've been a grown fool. But them days are over for me. Now check this out. Foolishness, the Bible says, is bound in the heart of a child. Young folk are more likely in most circumstances to do foolish stuff. And so we need the rod of correction to drive foolishness far from us. I got to come to church and hear a word that's going to help me not to be a fool. I got to come to church and hear a hard word that's laced with truth so I can be made free. I don't know how you feel about it, but give me the rod, Lord. Correct me so I'm not somebody's fool. I'm not acting the fool in the church or outside of the church. How do y'all feel about that? Give me the word, Lord. Help me get this foolishness out my mind, out my mouth, and out of my behavior. So we need the rod of correction. Got to have somebody that's going to stand flat-footed and tell us the truth so we don't do that dumb stuff. Now, if you do that dumb stuff, just remember, you playing. Help me out, the fool. Young folk, you can have wealthy fools. Folk that got millions of followers, got money, but still a fool. Good-looking fools. Fine, baby, she fine. But is she a fool? Does she reject God's knowledge, understanding, and instruction? Mighty quiet in the house. Y'all roll with me to Proverbs 15. And let me prove that my definition is right. Okay? See, in a season of better, bigger, happy, good, we don't need to be foolish. No time to be making foolish moves in such a season. Notice, if you will, Proverbs 15 and 5. It says, a fool despises his father's, help me, instruction. Father having to do with a pastor. A fool despises his pastor's instruction. That's a fool. Come to church, but not putting into action what's being taught. That's a fool. So I need to make sure when I come to God's house, I'm getting something from the message and applying it to my life so I'm not a fool. I need to go further. Let's look at some other things, or more specifically, truths about fools in Scripture. Because we need to be taught. We need to be taught, and we need to apply what we teach. Okay? Now, y'all quiet, but I need to know that you're receiving. How many, just from what I've said thus far, you want to get foolishness out of your life? Let me see those hands if I'm teaching. Okay, to you. Okay, let's look at the first truth about a fool, because I want you to be learned. Follow me to Proverbs 14. And notice verse number 7. Y'all ready? All right. Go from the presence of a foolish man when you do not perceive in him the lips of knowledge. First thing about a fool, or the first truth about a fool, is that you need to leave a fool alone. When you perceive that a person that you are dealing with is not conducting or behaving according to God's word, the Bible teaches we should leave that person alone. You don't get too close to fools, because a fool, or the Bible says a companion of fools, a friend of fools, they gonna end up dying. And so the Bible warns us, when you perceive you got a fool on your hand, leave him alone. Breaking it on down, you just got to remember what Craig said in the movie Friday. Bye, Felicia. I'm leaving you alone. Look at somebody say, bye, Felicia. She come asking to borrow a VCR. Bye. That's that dumb stuff. I'm not going to get involved with it. Smoke this with me. Bye. I'm gone. I'm not with that. Come and let's go over here and do such and such. Bye. I'm leaving you alone. See, some of y'all not amen in this because you could be too close to a fool. Whenever you perceive that somebody is being foolish, you got to cut them off. You don't need to be like Eve and get too close to the wrong one, because it can mess you up. And so when you perceive on your job somebody foolish, leave them alone. Yeah, I think they like me, but is they a fool? Leave them alone, or don't give them close access to your life. Do you hear the warning? You got to leave a fool alone. You have to perceive it. You have to be able to discern when a person is foolish, whether that be in person or online, on social media or on your job. You just leave them alone. Well, I'm trying to draw them. No, leave a fool. Leave them alone. Draw them with your lifestyle, because a fool not going to listen to truth. Fool not going to listen to sound words. Remember, they already reject God's knowledge, understanding, and instruction. They don't want to hear that. A fool is right in his own eyesight. So just leave them. But it's my cousin. Leave them alone. It's my stepbrother. Leave them. Is this too strong for y'all? No, you got to. Leave a fool to themselves. Well, I known them since grade school. You better leave them. Leave them alone. You don't ride with a fool. You don't know where they're going. What they gonna get you mixed up in. Leave them alone. Man, we living in a day now to where fools are out here making songs about committing crimes. And then they turn around and get mad when they get locked up. No, you's a fool. I can't get on that song with you. You talking about that dumb stuff. You trying to get me locked up. No. Leave a fool. A quick-tempered man acts foolishly, and a man of wicked intentions is is hated. Notice the first part. A quick-tempered man acts how? Foolish. You got to watch your temper. You got to watch your temper before you do something foolishly. You got to watch your temper before you say something stupid. Some young folk, they allow their anger to control them. They get so mad, they say something foolish or do something foolish in just a few minutes, but it may take years to heal the situation. You were so mad that you left the house and you left the house and did something foolish. Now it's going to take years to get that situation right. You were so mad and you said something that you shouldn't have said, and it wrecked the relationship. How many in here have ever allowed their temper to get the best of them? Yeah. And there's some things I've learned, young folk, it's easy to get into, but it really take a lot of work to get out or to fix that situation. That's why the Apostle James said, you got to be slow to speak. You got to be slow to wrath. This tongue is a fire, and it can set the fire a number of things. You got to watch your temper. You got to quit saying dumb stuff. This is just me. No. You can be angry, but don't sin. Why you feel you got to cuss folk out? No, you got to deal with that anger issue. What got you so mad? Why you can't forgive that person? What got you so mad? You won't even respect that person's authority to where you do and say foolish things. Remember, we're talking about behavior, right? Oh, Lord. Quick-tempered person acts foolishly. Boy, I have been guilty in time past, and I had to realize that was not the best alternative for me. I had to straighten myself up. And then you got some folk, they get so angry, they just lock down. Sometimes it's not that they don't say anything or do anything foolishly. They just get foolishly, and they don't say nothing. They need to be getting some help from somebody, but they so upset, they just lock completely down. And folk that love them and try to help them, they don't want to hear that. You be like, what's going on? Something wrong? I'm all right. No, you ain't. It's something wrong. Why are you acting foolish? I'm trying to help. God is trying to help you, but they just shut the door on everybody. That's foolish. The Bible says we're to be helpers one to another. Let your anger. Have you ever got so angry at yourself for your own choices? Man, I knew I shouldn't have did that. And you start just condemning yourself, beating yourself down, finding it hard to forgive yourself. Quit being foolish. Forgive yourself. Ain't nobody perfect. We all mess up from time to time. And sometimes we make small mistakes, and sometimes we make major mistakes. But you don't get so foolish to where you just start self-hatred. Man, I hate that I did that. I can't believe I did. Look, get over it. You're going to keep living. You're going to make some more mistakes. You're going to make some more mistakes. The wonderful thing about life is that the Bible teaches is that God's mercies are new every morning. Every day God gives us breath and gives us life, we have an opportunity to improve on the mistakes of yesterday. Boy, that ought to make somebody happy right there. Quit being mad at your situation. Quit being mad at yourself. Go ahead and let that go. Don't behave foolishly. Proverbs 21. We're still looking at the opposite of behaving wisely, which is behaving how? Foolishly. Okay? Crazy. Proverbs 21:20. there is desirable treasure and oil in the dwelling of the wise. Something valuable. Wise folk have things that are valuable. But a foolish man squanders it. This is what I want us to learn, young people. Fools squander what is valuable. Fools squander what is valuable. When you talk about squander something, you're talking about you waste it away. You ruin it. You destroy what is valuable. That's what a fool does. And see, when you are young, you have to be able to discern things that are valuable and things that are worthless in life. Because a fool will waste or destroy valuable things. A good relationship with your parent, that's valuable. That's valuable. When you have a mother, a father, an auntie, or what have you, that sincerely loves you and tells you the truth about life, and you don't value that, you're a fool. You would rather listen to your peers that really don't know you or love you the way these adults in your life love you, you're a fool. You need to value the wisdom that comes from your parents. Don't waste that. Don't waste that. Don't squander that. You got a church full of ministers and preachers that seek God on your behalf, ask God what it is that you need, pray for you, and you don't listen to the knowledge and wisdom, you don't apply it to your life the way you should, you're a fool. That is valuable. There are so many young adults right now, they wish they could be in your shoes. They wish they had a church where they had preachers that didn't go on the internet to get a message, that knew how to pray, would teach them how to pray, would show them how to give, teach them the importance of tithing. Don't waste that. That's valuable. I said that's valuable. Your health, that's valuable. Being healthy is wealthy. Your health is valuable. You don't run out here having unprotected sex. Your health is valuable. You don't go out here experimenting, trying stuff to, man, I need something to ease my nerves. I'm dealing with a whole bunch of stress. And you go out here and smoke and pop this and sniff. Are you crazy? No, it's valuable. Your sexuality, it's valuable. Yeah, your sexuality is valuable. If it wasn't so valuable, why is there such an attack to get it? To pervert it, to change it from what the scriptures say. If it wasn't that valuable, why do cartoons talk about homosexuality? If it wasn't that valuable, why is it in every commercial? It's valuable. You just don't give it to anybody. It's valuable. But a fool, they squander it. A fool be like, you got to die something. Is you foolish? The Bible teaches young people that you can die before your time. We all have an appointed time, but because of foolishness, you can ruin your life on your own based upon your behavior. And I'm trying to drive home the point, young folk, y'all are winning. I said, you are winning. You got so much value around you and in you, you just don't need to waste it. You got young adults that have been where you are right now in this place that you need to be forging relationships with. That's valuable. There are young adults, young men and young women in this church that have been where you are, Some have made the mistakes that are before you, and some have overcome what you may be in. You need to value them relationships. You don't need to go to a YouTube person that's clean across the country that you don't know to get advice from. That's stupid. That's foolish. You don't do stuff like that. Pastor, why are you so hard? Because this is just so important to me. Your life is valuable. You got to see that. The relationships that God has placed in your life, those are valuable. Every service that we have, it's valuable. It's valuable. Your time, young folk, is valuable. You don't waste it. Because once time is gone, that's it. You got to strive to be productive every day. Lord, what is it I need to be doing today? What can I be doing to make my business better? Let me get off this phone so I can be more productive. I can work while it's day. What can I do to be more successful? Because once that time is gone, guess what, young folk? You can't get it back. Don't squander your life. Don't squander your time. And don't try to compare your life to your brother, your sister. We all got different paths, but the same destination. Okay? We all got different paths, but we got the same goal. Right? And so you and I have to tap in to what God wants us to do on an individual basis, and we work that plan. We just don't sit back and waste time playing on the phone, on the internet. No, we're trying to be productive. And when it's time to kick up, we're going to kick up right. I said, when it's time to go on vacation, we're going to go on vacation right. How many of you know they got a saying, you work hard, you play hard. Am I right about it? Yeah. But you got to learn the value of things in life and don't squander or waste it. Y'all ain't saying nothing, but that's good teaching. That's good teaching. Boy, if I'd have had somebody tell me that when I was a little bit younger. Don't waste it away. Don't waste it away. And so instead of being foolish, the psalmist in Psalm 101 in verse 2 is determined to behave wisely. That's what he's determined to do. I am determined to behave, he says, wisely first. And see, I can't make you be determined on my own. It has to be something you will to do. Mama can talk to you till you blue in the face, but it has to be your determination. Are y'all with me? When a person is wise, naturally speaking, they make good judgment. A wise individual, naturally speaking, they just make the right choices. You got to make wise moves on a daily basis. You got to make the right choices when it comes to your money, when it comes to sex, when it comes to what you keep your mind on, what you get involved with, who you get involved with. You have to have good judgment. And you have to learn how to have good judgment when your parents are not around. And you have to allow God to direct your path. Direct my path, Lord. I want to make the right choices about this. What should I do? Secondly, when a person is wise from a natural standpoint, they're able to discern right from wrong. That's a wise individual. I know I shouldn't be doing that. And then you don't do it, you're wise. I know I don't need to be going there. And you don't go despite what they say about you, you're wise. Now, if you know you don't need to go somewhere and you go anyway, you're not being wise. You're not being wise. When I get my money, when God allows me to get my money and I give him his tithe and a good offer, I'm being wise. I'm being wise. I'm being wise. And that's the play you want to make in life, young folk. You want to know the difference between good and evil, right and wrong, what's of God, what's of the flesh, or what's of the devil. And sometimes them lines can be blurred because what looks good ain't always good. And so you have to learn how to just take your time in life so you can discern, is this good for me? Because it sound good. Sometimes you have to get counsel before you do certain things because you want to make the right choice. Hey, I'm thinking about doing this. What you think about that? And you just don't go to anybody. You go to somebody that's mature. You go to somebody, I prefer to save and got the Holy Spirit. But if you don't have anybody like that in your area, Lord, you better tell me who I need to get some counsel from before I make this move. You want to make good moves. You want to be able to discern good from evil. Right? Biblically, to be wise, look at the definition and receive it, is to fear the Lord and receive the word. A biblical definition of being wise is to fear the Lord and receive the word. That's it. When I'm wise according to scripture, I respect God more so than anybody. Yeah. See, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. First thing you want to be as a young man, as a young woman, is someone who fears the Lord. Lord, I fear you. I better give my life to you. I'm going to give my life to you, Lord, because I fear you. I respect you. I want to please you. So I make Jesus my Lord and Savior. I repent of my sin. Lord, I fear you. And he's going to help me to have life and have it more abundantly. Y'all with me? I fear the Lord. But secondly, when a person is wise, they receive the word. See, wisdom, the Bible teaches young folk, comes from God's mouth. God's mouthpiece here on earth is his prophets. And so when I come and I hear the word from God's prophets, his shepherds, his preachers, his anointed preachers, and I put it into action, that says to me that I'm wise. I'm wise. I hear Jesus' sayings and I put it into action. I'm considered like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. How many consider yourself wise? I didn't say perfect, but how many consider yourself wise? You respect God and you receive his word. That's it. And then the thing is just to grow. Constantly just get stronger and get better. Y'all with me? All right, so what I want to do is I want to look at a verse. Matter of fact, I want to look at two verses as we deal with the psalmist saying that he was going to walk wisely in a perfect or behave in a perfect way. I want to look at that and show you what that means. Okay? So again, our text says in what is it, Psalm 101? In verse 2, the psalmist says, I will behave how? Wisely in a perfect way. Y'all help me out. He's going to behave how? And in a. So let's look at what that suggests, because that's what the Lord is teaching us this morning. I want you to be the young man or young woman that walks wisely in a perfect way. That's how I want you to walk. Whether you at home, at church, on the job, vacation, I don't want you to just do what you feel. I want you to behave wisely in a perfect way. Let's go to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel 18. 1 Samuel 18. And notice, if you will, verse 5. Oh, that's a powerful verse. I hope y'all ready. Y'all ready? All right, let's look at 1 Samuel 18 and 5. Now, remember, David is the primary author of the book of Psalms. And so here we're going to look at David talking about what he wrote in Psalm 101. So he says in 1 Samuel 18 and 5, so David went out wherever Saul, what? Sent him. Y'all help me. And behaved how? wisely. And Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people and also in the sight of Saul's servants. First thing I want us to see in this verse, notice it says, so David went out wherever Saul helped me, sent him. So David went out wherever Saul what? Sent him. Help me out. So David went out wherever Saul what? And behaved how? When it comes to being a faith walker that is wise and perfect, you behave wisely when leadership sends you somewhere. Saul was David's king or leader. And here in the text, we see that Saul would send him out on assignments from time to time. I want you to go do this. I want you to go do that. This is your responsibility. I'm giving you these tasks. And whenever David went out, because Saul had sent him, the text says he behaved what? Wisely. Young people. When your parents send you out of the house, remember you got some home training. Your parents are your leadership. Behave wisely. When you come to church and your pastor, who is, if he is your pastor, he's your leader, gives you or teaches you the word, when you leave the church, behave wisely. When you go get a job and the managers train you on how to conduct yourself on that job, don't you cut the food. Behave wisely. When people in authority send you out in life, give you an assignment, it's up to you to conduct yourself wisely. You conduct yourself wisely. Now, I done taught you how to carry yourself around young women. When you get around young women, don't try to be no player. Don't you be molesting no girls. Behave wisely. Now, look, son, when you get out here, it's going to be some fine ones. It's going to be some that may be a little loose and want to do some things. And sometimes you're going to have some feelings. You're going to want to do some things. You human. Let me tell you about your hormones. Let me get you a mentor, young brother, and tell you about your hormones. Let me, as a father, tell you, son, about your hormones. So when you get out here, you behave wisely. Now, you're going to see other young men pulling guys and girls in the restroom to do some things. No, you behave wisely. When you go off to college, you're going to see some freaky stuff. But you behave wisely. I done taught you how to handle money. I done taught you how to be a good steward. Now, when you get out here, don't just get 3 and 4 credit cards going crazy. You behave wisely. Now, when you leave, you're going to have good credit. Don't you get out here just because you got good credit and mess it up. You behave wisely. And see, it's easy to say this, but how many know temptation is real? That's why David said earlier, I will. You got to be determined. You got to have the Holy Spirit. How many know David had the Holy Ghost? He even asked God when he messed up, Lord, just don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. It takes the Holy Spirit, young people, to behave wisely. You get to doing the wrong thing to the wrong person. What we used to do back in the day, it was just kids being kids. You know, go grab her booty. I bet you won't do it. Yes, I will. You go grab booty and laugh about it. That's what we did back in the day. Nowadays, man, you might get locked up. We were just kids grabbing a little booty. We weren't trying to sexually assault nobody. Nowadays, man, nowadays, these girls be 12, but they look 25. Well, she told me she was 18. Man, that girl 13. God. Oh. She built like she. She dressed like she. You better behave. Why? And you 17? You legally? You 18? You legally adult now? This stuff real. You gotta behave wisely. We used to have porn in magazines. That's how we used to get it. You sneak it to school, you know, you found your little daddy stash, you look at it, hey man, tear a page out, keep it all in mind. That's what we used to do. Now it's digital. You ain't even got to go buy nothing. It's on your phone, or you can put it on your phone. And you share it. And them devices get taken up by the law. Well, I deleted it. Guess what? It's still on your phone. Even when you delete it, it's still there. I done heard from a sheriff's deputy. He said, yeah, they don't understand. They can delete it, but we got devices that can pull it right back up. You got to behave wisely. You don't need to be sharing stuff with folk because you don't know who on the other end of that. You don't know. You have to behave wisely when you get out here in life, young folk. I'm not telling you to be perfect, but you got to have good judgment. You got to have good judgment. It don't matter if she tell you she on the pill. You got to have good judgment. Be on the pill, still get pregnant. Be on the pill, still catch something. You got to have good judgment. Because you know how we do. If we make a wrong move and we mess up, folk going to talk anyway. I said, folk going to talk anyway. But golly, I don't want to give folks something to talk about. Because I was out here being foolish. You got to behave. Wisely. You got to behave wisely when you get a vehicle. You got to behave wisely when you get your own place, when you get you a cell phone, when you get a roommate. You got to behave wisely. It's too much on the line, young folk. I said it's too much on the line. And most of us got parents that ain't got enough money to get you a lawyer to really help you out of certain situations. Or some of us got parents that ain't willing to put up their money to get you out of certain situations. Some of you got them parents, they tell you up front, don't call me. Some of y'all got parents just like that. So you got to behave well. Well, can I have any fun? Yes. Can I live life? Yes. Just don't be a fool. Don't be no fool. Go out. If your parents give you curfew, stay out. Have fun. Enjoy. But you need to know what you should and should not be doing. Because I'm going to tell you something. From my experience, these police ain't got time to listen to a story. They got to move on to the next case. Except God intervene. So Saul sent him, and David took it upon himself to behave how? Wisely. He behaved wisely. Some of you turn 21, you decide to go get your own firearm, behave wisely. I'm all with that. That's fine. That's legal, right? But you don't get that firearm, hey, be all on showing it on. That's that dumb stuff. You don't play with the gun. Do you know how many young folk done misfired a gun? Is this too strong for y'all? No, no, no. We have to behave wisely. When I give you the mic as a pastor, I want you to MC, pray, what have you. Behave wisely. I want you showing out. Just do what you've been taught and set. That's it. Second thing, look at this. In the verse, it says, and Saul set him over the men of war. What did Saul do? Set him over the what? So once David behaved wisely, then he got divinely set. When you and I conduct ourselves and behave wisely, God steps in and sets us up. God used Saul to promote David because he knew how to act. And see, that's life, young folk. When we behave wisely, God blesses us. He promotes us. Oh, divinely. That means it don't matter where you come from, just behave wisely. It don't matter what's going on in your household, just behave wisely. It don't matter what your friends are doing, just behave wisely. And God gonna divinely set you up. God is going to divinely promote you. God is going to divinely show his hand in your life. Why? Because wisdom exalts a person. Whenever we do right by God, he turns right around and blesses us. Right around and blesses us. And see, some of us right now, God will take you through stages of pressure, fire, hardship. But if we behave wisely in the midst of that pressure, the fire, and the hardship, all we're doing is being set up. God is just setting us up. And if we don't get weary in doing good, the Bible teaches that we're going to reap a harvest in due season. That ain't nothing but a setup. Now, God used Saul to bless David. God does the same thing. He can use people to bless you. God can bless you through a job. Because you behaved wisely as a teenager, a young adult, and you're ready to pursue career and get out here and be productive, God can bless you through a job or your own business to richly bless you. I know I'm talking right. You think God forgets all of your labor? No, the Bible says our labor in the Lord is not in vain. You've been in God since you was 8, 7, and you've been striving to live right. You don't think God going to set you up? He used Saul, a man that wasn't halfway living right, but he used him to set David up. This is prophetic. Are y'all listening? If you live wisely or behave wisely, God going to set you up. He going to set you up. You ain't going to have to worry about finances. You ain't going to have to worry about a place to stay. You ain't going to have to worry about this, that, or the other. Why? You know how to act. And see, God been setting up young folk at the MSW. And he been manifesting it. If you look closely, you can see that there's some young folk here at the MSW. They ain't perfect. No, by far, they are not flawless. But they have been living wisely. And you can look at their life and see, man, God done blessed that sister. Man, God is blessing that brother. Why in the world is God doing that? He set them up. They chose to behave wisely. They chose to behave wisely. There are some young men in here. I'm not going to put names out there, but they could have ran the street. Could have chose to run the street with some of their peers. But they chose not to. And you look at their life right now, you see God done set them up, and they blessed real good. I said real good. What is that for us to see, young people? That's for us to learn that if we just behave wisely, what happened for them is also going to happen for us. Whether you go to college or not, God's still going to set you up. I said, whether you go to college or not, whether college is a part of your journey or not, God will still set you up. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And he said, the meek shall inherit the earth. Folk that submit or humble to the will of God, they're going to inherit the earth. He's going to make sure we bless young folk. If you get off on that dumb stuff, you messing up yourself. But just keep behaving wisely. Even when it gets tough, even when it looks like you're in the desert, just behave wisely. Realize God sometimes will take us through the desert. The Holy Spirit told Jesus to go to the wilderness. Stay there. But when he came out with all power. He came out in the power of the Holy Spirit. He came out better. And sometimes, young folk, you'll go through difficult times in your life, but just hang in there. Look at somebody say, hang in there. Yeah. The seed is in the ground. We don't know how it's going to grow, but we know it's growing. God has set you up. As long as I just stay in God, God has set you up. When I hear from parents and they call me out of the blue and tell me about the trouble that kids are in, and they went to this church, they've been taught, but rejected the word, got to being foolish, and you hear about being in jail, HIV, prostitution, running the street, and I hear all these different things about folk that I knew I taught. I knew I gave the word. They missed the setup. Now, what's wonderful about God, if you repent, he can get you back on track. But why waste all that time? I done put in too much time. How many know what I'm talking about? I'm putting in too much time. But then look at the verse. Let's finish the verse. Is y'all liking this? Look what he said. And Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. He was accepted. See, behaving wisely produces respect. That's real respect. See, you got folk out here talking about snitch, don't snitch, don't say nothing. You a real one. No, that ain't no real one. That's a dummy. That's stupid. That's stupid. A real one is somebody who behaves wisely. That's real respect. Someone who walks by faith and not by sight. Someone who trusts God's word. That's a real one, young folk. That's a real one. But selling out just for money, that ain't no real one. These artists in here that downgrade black women, promote the selling of drugs, promote violence, how is that being real? And then you hear in an interview, they don't even drink. They don't even get high. They don't even go here and go there. But they promote it, that ain't being real. That ain't no real. But when you and I behave wisely, oh, this good teaching, you get respect. Look, he says, from all the people and Saul's servants. Two different groups of people. All the people talking about Israel, God's folk. Folk that followed Saul, folk that were up under Saul's kingship. Saul basically did not obey God. He did what he wanted to do. So you get respect from folk in the church and from folk that are outside the church when you are with your behavior. Yes. Folk will respect you. Not 100%, but according to the verse, you're going to get respect. You're going to get respect. Some folk going to hate on you, right? But notice he was accepted. He was accepted. And see, as a young person, that's how you get respect. You don't go along with what everybody is doing. You behave wisely and you get respect. People going to try you. But they'll respect you in the end when you stand on your ethics, when you stand on God's word. People will talk about you, oh, you little church boy, little church girl, who you think you is. They'll talk about you. But in the end, they'll wish they would have did like you. That's how you get respect, young folk. Oh, there's some good stuff. How many are receiving? All right. Let's look at the perfect way. He talks about the perfect. Let's go to Proverbs 8. I'm sorry. Let's go to Psalm 18 and 30. Psalm 18 and 30. Psalm 18 and 30. So he said, I'm going to behave and I'm closing in a wise and perfect way. Are y'all receiving? All right. Psalm 18 and 30. As for God, his way is perfect. As for God, his way is perfect. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. So what is he saying when he walked in a wise and perfect way? Perfect. He walked in truthfulness. He walked according to God's word. Our verse here says that God's way is perfect. So David did wisely, but he did it according to God's word. His basis for his behavior was based upon the scripture. He walked in truth. I do what I do because that's what the Bible says. I make the choices I make because that's what the Bible says. And when a person walks in a perfect manner, it says that they're mature. And that's the goal, young people, to mature. You want to, as you grow, put away childish things and mature. I'm not doing this because it's the latest trend. I'm doing it because that's what the Bible says. That's maturity. I'm not going there just because I don't want to go there. I'm not going there because that's what the Bible says. That's my maturity. Young people, when you start behaving wisely based upon God's word, that's saying you're maturing. Well, I don't feel like praising God. You ain't got there yet. Because you ain't going to always feel like praising God, but you do it because that's what the Bible says. Well, my friends want me to hang out with them, but that's during church service. If you decide to hang out with your friends, you ain't mature. You tell your friends, I catch y'all after service because the Bible tells me I need to be in church. I need to live by every word that comes from the mouth of God. I'm maturing. I see y'all later. I'm walking in a perfect way. I'm mature. I'm maturing. And that's what, you can be young, or guess what? You can be young but still be mature. Me and my wife were talking this week. I know I'm still young, but we come to the conclusion I got what they call an old soul. Sometimes I'm young, but I act like an older man. I just been around mature folk for most of my life. Yeah, and when you hang around wise folk, guess what you become? You become wise. That's what the Bible teaches. And I'm not perfect. I'm not flawless. But I know I'm striving to walk wise and in a perfect way. And when you do that, young folk, boy, you ain't doing nothing but setting yourself up. Good God Almighty. How many are encouraged this morning after this teaching to be a faith walker that's wise and perfect? Yes. I'm going to stop right there. I done gave y'all enough. Let me stop right there. Let's give God a hand clap for the text and the topic. Come on.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.